Joining us down at the bench, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, a great effort again by your team. You guys outshoot the Gophers 2 out of 3 periods. You got to be pretty happy about that number.
Well, that's not the important one, Kelly.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, there's no moral victories. There's nothing like that. You know, we expect our team to come out and play hard and battle, and that's what we did. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get a balance. So that we, you know, obviously the power plays we had early in the game that coming up short bit us here at the end. But again, we just kept battling, and you know, I thought their goalie came up with some key stops, but we just couldn't get that loose puck. We couldn't make that play at the end, but. Certainly, you can't fault the effort. We gave ourselves a chance. We got them.
You guys had 2 5-on-3s there on the power play. What do you need to do differently to get the puck into the net on those?
Well, it's a lot of things. Obviously, we didn't get many shots. You know, we were kind of moving the puck on the perimeter, and you know, that was probably the biggest thing. You know, I don't think on any one of the 5-on-3s. We got any pucks to the net, you know, and that's something we certainly got to work on and change if the opportunity presents itself.
Again, Erin Dieters keeping your team in the game. She had a great outing last Friday against the number 2 Clarkson team. Tonight, again, a number 8 ranked team, and she kept your team in it through the very end there. It was a 2-1 hockey game without that empty net goal. Talk about the play of your goaltending.
Yeah, it was solid. I'm sure she'd like to have that winner back. I mean, that's one that we just can't give up. You know, it's a 1-0 game, and it's kind of a sloppy play behind the net. But again, that's the bounce we didn't get. But you know, Dietz was solid. She made the stops she needed to make, and like you said, it was a 2-1 game late.
Well, I know Abby Haluska had a big game. She had 6 shots on goal. She scored that lone power play goal unassisted. She really had a breakout game compared to the previous weeks, didn't she?
Well, she's been close. You know, she's certainly been getting opportunities. No question, she'll, you know, she looks to shoot when she has the puck on her stick, and she got rewarded. She kind of had a similar play in the first period when she had a 2-on-1 with Haley, and she saw that upper corner and went for it, but just missed it. But that time she did not. That was a big goal for us.
What do you guys need to do in game 2 to take a split here this weekend?
Well, certainly playing with a lead would be nice, right? We haven't had that luxury since our game against Syracuse. So, but you know, like I said, we got to come out with the attitude that we need to take the 3 points. That's what's on the line tomorrow. Like I told them, very proud of their effort, but we're not satisfied. Again, no moral victories. It doesn't mean anything that you came close. We got to come out tomorrow and find a way to get the job done.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Again, your Beavers falling by a final of 3-1 to the Minnesota Gophers.